It's still a huge priority for us to get Trade Promotion Authority completed and on the president's desk for him to sign, mainly because we need that in place not only to finish the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which means so much for us, especially when it comes to trade with Japan, but to make sure that we have the opportunity to negotiate future trade deals, whether it's under this administration or future administrations. So that's why it's been important. We're extremely pleased that the House voted to actually authorize TPA, but there's a little hitch. It was part of a bigger package. Everything was moving together, and one part of that package was Trade Adjustment Assistance, TAA. Basically, this is a program that provides funding for retraining for anybody who lost their job because of a trade agreement. And unfortunately, the vote on that failed miserably. So until that happens, even though TPA has technically passed, we're not going to have it put back in place until we get TAA addressed.
And Woodall says the other issue is the repeal of country of origin labeling, something the House voted on last week.
This was an incredible vote by the House of Representatives, 300 to 131. It's rare that you see margins of that kind in the House of Representatives under any control. But to have that for a cool repeal, I think really shows that Congress, especially the House of Representatives, understands that the threat of retaliation from Canada and Mexico is very real. And they had looked at all the information provided by USDA that shows that the program has been a cost to us without any benefit. So we were able to get a very strong bipartisan bill put in place. Now the question is, how quickly can the Senate act? Because the Senate needs to understand, and that's what we're telling them, that retaliation is coming, so they need to act as quickly as they possibly can.